Hi, friends. Hello, hello. You're listening to I'm Sorry With the Podcast with Ashley Sleek. It's just like I showed up to your house, bottle of wine in hand, with like 45 to an hour of juicy ass gossip to talk about. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Hello, hello, and welcome back to I'm Sorry With the Podcast. I'm Ashley Sleek. And listen, I hate to start the podcast off in any negative light. However, I learned something about myself this morning that I think is so important and needs to be shared. Because it's so annoying. Because, okay, here's the deal. I let myself sleep until 6:30 this morning, and I have learned that I absolutely cannot function if I don't wake up in the 5 a.m. hour anymore. Like, who? Why? And I mean, honestly, I've always been a morning person, yes, but something about me waking up at 6:30 a.m., like, I feel like I am gliding through life and not in a good way. Like, you know in Scooby-Doo where there's that monster and he's like the zombie and his hands are out, he's like, "Mer." Like, that's me. Also, I could have just said zombie, but we love a Scooby-Doo reference. Any moment to talk about Scooby-Doo. But anyways, I literally, like, I know there's a book called The 5 a.m. Club, but I am now the president. I am now the president, the number one advocate. I seriously cannot function this morning. And it's all because I decided to give myself a little treat and let myself sleep in till 6:30 a.m., which is also, to most normal people, an early time. Not me anymore. Not me. Like, because here's the situation. I was at work late last night, and I have pickleball today. This is a very important Wednesday. It's pickleball Wednesday. So I was like, okay, you worked late last night. Allow yourself to sleep in so you're ready for the night. Because like all these adult leagues, they don't start until, like, pickleball's at 8:15, okay? So anyways, I'm like, okay, I'll let myself sleep in. It's going to be fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. I literally got a new alarm clock. Shout out to Cousin Danielle of the podcast. She mentioned that there is an alarm clock that, like, wakes you up with the sun, and she got one, and I found a dupe on Amazon, and I bought it, and I am obsessed. And so this week I've been waking up with it, and this week, it's literally Wednesday. It's been 2 days, but I've enjoyed it. And so anyways, I had told myself, I know I could have figured out how to turn it off because it's set for weekdays at 5:15. So I know I could have figured it out, but I didn't want to. And I left it on. I was like, it's fine. Just go back to sleep, you know? So I wake up at 5:15, go back to sleep, wake up at 6:30. And everything since then has been unhinged. Like, I wasn't going to shower today, but then I, like, felt like I needed to. And so I did that. And then that kind of threw it off. And I'm just like, the morning is not morning. And that, which means I have to be a 5 a.m. girly. How annoying is that? And I don't know. I think it also gave me anxiety because my alarm went off and technically I didn't wake up with it, but, like, I had told myself that was okay, but it still kind of feels like I cheated on the 75 day hard. But we are on day 59. And if there's any time that I'm going to, you know, embrace my loophole, it's right now. I'm not fucking starting over. Like, I told myself that I would wake up, and I woke up at 6:30 with my second alarm. Like, it's fine. It's fine. But anyways, speaking of being in bed, I built my bed frame, everybody. Not only did I build my bed frame, but I had to break down my old bed frame. Okay. So Bob the Builder called. She wants her bad bitch back. Okay. I literally took down this bed frame all by myself and then built a new one. And this one was harder than the last one because my last bed frame was like an IKEA. I think it was on sale for like $30. And, you know, she didn't hold up. She did not hold up. So it broke. And as you know, I've been sleeping on the couch because, you know, tragedy. And so I've had the bed frame since January, and I built it this weekend because I wasn't going to. But then I listened back to the podcast on, I think it was like Saturday or Sunday morning. And I was like, shit. I told them I was going to build the podcast. I told them I was going to build the bed frame. So I have to. So the way you all are keeping me accountable is a dream come true. But yeah, so I fully built the bed frame, took down the other one. And anyways, I'm just a star. I don't know what to say. I'm an absolute star. And so actually Sunday was like very productive. It was kind of crazy. So woke up early. I meal prepped at like 6 a.m. Because I knew I was playing pickleball with friends of the podcast, Danielle, Kevin, Court. And I was like, okay, I don't want to be stressed about my day. Like, I want to enjoy, like, we're gonna get team brunch after. Like, I want to just enjoy my day and not be thinking about how I need to meal prep. So I woke up early, I meal prepped. Then we did pickleball, and then we went to brunch. So fun. And I had the most delicious glass of pineapple juice, but it was really weird because they didn't serve it cold, and juice needs to be ice cold. Like, it was strange. But the food was really good. The pickleball was great. And I feel so good because tonight, as we know, it's pickleball night. And my teammates are all out of town. Like, so it's just me. So I'm bringing Danielle and Kevin along for the journey. And I got to watch them play. And I feel so good because we haven't lost every physical game. But I personally have not been a part of one of the games that have won. But we have also lost every, like, series. So basically it's like best out of five. And, you know, I have not been on a winning team yet. So I was scoping out my talent. I was actually, you know, listen, I think I could be a recruiter. Like, I was a pickleball recruiter. I was scoping out. I said, okay, these two bitches got it. I think we can win this game. And, like, I'm very excited. I feel like we're going to be competitive, and I'm in it to win it. So that's tonight. I'll let you know next week how it goes. Because yeah, last week, like, wasn't it? Like, I feel that I don't know how to address this, but, you know, the guy that they always have me playing with, like, I don't feel like he's practicing like I am, you know? Like, I'm not the best pickleball player. Like, I still make my mistakes, but I train, you know? And I would just appreciate if he did a little bit of the same, you know? But it's fine. So anyways, I'm very excited about that. Then after we did pickleball and after we did brunch, I went to Home Goods and I got new pillows. The pillow thing has been stressing me out. If you are redesigning your place, is it just me or are throw pillows like the most stressful thing? Because there's such a core piece of the equation. And so I ended up going with just a light blush pink pillow because I had a yellow daisy pillow that I went with it. And I also got, I don't remember if I talked about this, but when I was in Reno and we went to Home Goods, we found the most gorgeous blanket. It's a light pink with daisies. In case you don't know, I'm in my daisy girl era. I think it's always been one of my favorite flowers, but it's just bringing me a lot of joy. And anything that will bring me any single ounce of joy, I need right now. Okay, I just need it. And so anyways, I got that. So now that's kind of like the central theme. And yeah, I found these blush pillows. I think they're so cute. I think it's gonna, like, they really tie the room together. And then I also got, like, a soap dish tray and a new thing to, like, hold my scrub daddy in my sink because it was bright pink. And I was like, bright colors, bright vibes. We are making this house full of joy. So I'm very, very excited about that. So I went and picked those up and then I came back home. That's when I bobbed the builder the fuck out of my bed frame. And now it's all set up and it's so cute. But I, like, desperately now want new bedding. I'm so toxic. I crave change. Okay. I crave it. So anyways, it's all set up and ready to go. I set up my new alarm clock, as you know. And then I also bought, when I was in Reno, I could not stop watching the digital picture frame. And I promise it wasn't just because I was counting how many pictures of myself that Kim and Alex had. Although I did notice, because I was sitting there for a while and I turned to them and I was like, listen, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but, like, I've been sitting here for a while and I have not seen my face pop up on your digital frame. And I'm just wondering, like, do you need to give me the app? Like, I'm happy to get a login. And then, like, 10 photos of me popped up. So I was like, okay, it's fine. She's being dramatic for no reason. By the way, that's such younger sister trauma. My younger siblings out there, if you know, you know. I feel like I would go somewhere and, like, there would be this competition, like, who had the most pictures of them up. And by the way, the competition is dead over. I just want you to know that once your parents have grandkids, there will be no more photos of you up. Like, the way it is a shrine to Madison, and I'm fine with it. Like, she's definitely cuter than I am, but it's just hilarious. Like, there will be no more photos of me ever in existence. But anywho, so I bought a digital picture frame. And here's a little fun fact about me, in case you didn't know. I will find the deal, okay? Because I know that I'm balling on a budget and I want all these expensive things. And I feel like I'm a dupe queen, but we don't talk about it enough. Like, I was so funny. I was at brunch with my coworkers, which we'll talk about, and I brought my Louis Vuitton, and they're like, okay, not you showing up with your Louis. And I was like, I have five of them. They're all fakes. They're all fakes and they look real. Like, It's that is my life. Like I live for a good doopy doop. Like I'm always gonna shop at the outlet. And you know, I found a dupe for the little light. And you know, the digital picture frames are pretty expensive. So I did my research. So if you want something that's like you want something but you want it cheaper, just text me. Maybe I'll be able to find it. I feel like she loves a good deal. I was one of those people. Okay, so I don't know if anyone else's grandparents did this with them, but my grandparents would take us shopping at the mall for like our birthday, and they would give us a budget. And, you know, say it was like $500. No, that's crazy. It was like $100. Okay. And I feel like my sister would go in and like go to Abercrombie and she'd buy like one pair of jeans. Not me. I was so annoying. I would spend hours in that mall. I would go to every single store. I would keep like a list of what I wanted with the price. And I would literally like break down, you know, what exactly I wanted and what I thought I could get for the money. Like I was absolutely not going to spend all my money on one thing. I wanted to see if that I could stretch that $100 to get five things. Like she's nuts. So anyways, that's my deal with my new digital picture frame. And it is bringing me a lot of joy. I'm really enjoying it. Right now, it's just pictures that were on my phone. But I feel like there's things that I need more pictures of. Like I feel like I need to go back and get people's photos from like weddings and stuff, you know, which is kind of a funny thing. I feel like, you know, you don't always get pictures back from when you're in a wedding, you know, like some people like send the album, they're like feel free to post anything. Danielle and I just sat down and we went through all the wedding photos. They were incredible. And God, what day was that? Was that literally this week? I feel like it was so long ago, because it feels long ago because I didn't wake up at 5 a.m. And so I don't know what my life is, but I'm pretty sure we did that on Tuesday. And anyways, it was really fun. And we went through all our pictures and she was like, just stop me when you want one and I will download it and send it to you. And I was like, blessings, you know, blessings. And I have to say, they're just the best photos in there. Like they crack me up. There are photos where it's like, I am, you know, queen gossiping at the table and everybody looks so into everything I'm saying. And I'm like, I feel like this could be the new podcast artwork, you know? But anyways, it was really fun. And so yeah, back to my digital photo frame. I have that. I did finish a book this weekend as well, which one of my goals is to finish 5 books. So I've done 3 so far. And, you know, once again, I don't know how everybody sits. So there's a couple loopholes. Like I had started one at the end of 2023, but I was like, I finished in 24 accounts. And then this book was kind of smaller, but I was like, I also had to read it and I didn't like really enjoy it. And I feel like because I sat through the pain of finishing the book, like I earned it. But I read Don't Believe Everything You Think. And this was another TikTok shop purchase. And they're like, this book's going to change your life. It didn't. I think the thing is, I'm not saying it's a bad book. I would try it. And if you want it, like text me. I'm happy to share it with you. I think it's a good book. My thing is, I like to be tricked into my advice. You know, I want to hear your story about, you know, that's why I love Buy Yourself the Fucking Lily so much. Like she's telling her experience. And then she's like, and I learned this tip, you know, same with Brené. Like Brené's was like maybe a little bit more structured, but she's like, she's giving you advice and then she, but she's telling you how it affected her life. Like this was just kind of straight advice. And I was like, some of it was like personal. I mean, he talked about unconditional love and I started sobbing, which like, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, there was things. I can't say that it was 100% not. It was just like a little too much. It may be like, maybe I'll revisit it at a later time, but like I just wasn't that into it. So I'm sure it's good. You know, the one thing, like basically the whole thing is it talking about thinking versus what is it? Thinking versus thoughts. And, you know, how thoughts are like natural and thinking is basically yes, overthinking. But yeah, I don't know. You tell me if you've read it, let me know what you think. But I wasn't that into it. But now I'm reading You Negotiate Like a Girl, and it's incredible. My dad bought me this book because, you know, he's a feminist. And so Amy Trask is the one who wrote it, and she worked for the Raiders, and she was like one of the first women to work like in the NFL. And I'm like, because, you know, I have to read 5 pages a day. And so normally, like, I kind of just do read 5 pages a day. But with hers, I've been reading the chapters. Like, I've read a chapter every day because I'm into it. Like, and it's really good. And I love it. So highly recommend. I mean, I'm only, like, into chapter, like, 4. So, you know, wait for my full review at the end. Like, should I have my own book club? Now that I'm, like, reading, would you guys be interested in, like, Ashley Sleek book club? Because I feel like I got some good recs, you know? It's all going to be, like, self-help, but We're into it. And okay, so Saturday, talking more about my week. Saturday went to brunch with my coworkers, and I'm like so excited because, you know, when you like start a new job, you're like trying to make friends, and then it's like the first time you hang out outside of work, you're like, oh my god, we did it. And we had such a day. Like literally, we started at brunch. Like I'm pretty sure we got there at 11. I think I went home at like 4. It was just such good vibes. We love the girlies. We love a girls' day. It was the best. And then Saturday night, I just came home and I was like, that's when I was going to build the bed frame. And I was like, girl, just relax. Like, just relax. Like, I think I did my grocery shopping right after that in my cute outfit. Like, there's nothing better, okay, in my opinion. I'm not going to do this often. But to me, when I go to Trader Joe's in a cute fit, like, I am feeling myself so obnoxiously. Like, if I walk into that TJ's and I've got a whole ass outfit on, my hair's done, my makeup's done, like, I just feel there's something special. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I can conquer the world, okay? So, anyways, I love it. And, okay, so, oh, I have to tell you, when I wrote my notes, I was telling you all that for that brunch I was talking about. So, you know, if you didn't hear the episode, I was talking about how at work we're doing a drag brunch, and this is kind of my first, like, event as the marketing director, and I was like really nervous about it, so I was like, please go buy tickets. And at this time that I wrote this down, there was only 5 tickets left. Right now there's only 3, and I'm very excited. I feel like it's gonna be a wild success. So I'm hoping by the time this is out, they're sold out, but if not, you go to at cedarroom_campbell to get some tickets, get the 3 that are left. So it was amazing. And so, yeah, Friday I did a little post-work rot, and it was needed. It was needed. I am just, you know, she's kind of back in her isolation era by accident. I didn't mean to be, but, like, I'm literally fucking terrified of my phone. So I do feel like sometimes the podcast is also my PSA, because I know a lot of my friends listen to it, and I'm so appreciative. But, yeah, I swear to God, you guys, I came back from Reno, and I just, like, I've been extra depressed. And I'm like, that's so annoying. I felt like so happy there, and I came back and I'm like, I'm sad. I've had a lot of happy moments though, don't get me wrong. Like Danielle's, you know, wedding photos, look through the pickleball, the brunch. It's like, it's not like my life is like totally fucking sad, but you know, she's had her moments. But it's going to be okay. I'm excited for the night. I'm excited for the weekend ahead. I think it's going to be really fun, and I'm very excited for pickleball tonight. I'm wearing my pickleball shoes. I feel like I have committed in my head that I have to wear them on Wednesdays. So in case you don't know, my mom bought me, my mom post breakup was like, here, let me buy you these shoes. They're going to fix everything. And it didn't fix everything, but they did bring me a lot of joy. They're like dogs, like Great Danes and like little dogs, and they're pink and green, and they're playing pickleball, and I love them. Okay, I'd like to talk about, this isn't one of my stories, but I just, like, feel like it needs to be mentioned. And can we, like, talk about Zendaya? You guys, Zendaya's slaying, like, as always. But she's in this new tennis movie, and the way every single one of her tennis looks, like, it was so funny, because I was having this thought to myself when I was practicing pickleball, because where I practice pickleball, there are tennis courts, like, right next to it. And I'm like, could I get into tennis? And I saw Zendaya's outfits, and I was like, should I get into tennis? And then it was so funny, because when we played pickleball, Danielle was like, I'm kind of thinking about getting into tennis. And I'm like, oh, like, yes, I think we should. And she said, I mean, mostly for the outfits. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like, this is what I'm thinking. And I'm aware that I don't think I can switch my hands like I do in pickleball if I play tennis. But I don't know. I feel like tennis girl era is up and coming, you know? Screw my badminton era I was talking about last week. I think tennis is what's up. Like, I think that Zendaya is about to make tennis, like, the hottest thing in the world. Tennis is already cool. Breaking Point was a great documentary. We loved. But Zendaya's outfits are so cute. Also, I saw, speaking of sports and fashion, remember how I was talking about the Kate Spade golf collection? I was like, oh my God, I want it so bad. I saw on TikTok that Jimmy Choo is also doing a golf collection. So this is the era of the golf girlies. And I will issue as much as often my apology to Charisma for my bestie. You know, in college, she was like, I'm a golfer. And we like had a good, we had a good chuckle about it. And now I'm like, I can't chuckle. You are so cool. And I love it. But anyways, okay, let's get into my MySpace top 3 stories that I think you should know about and we should chat about. First and foremost is JoJo Siwa's rebrand. Like, here's my thing about JoJo Siwa. It isn't love, it isn't hate, it's just indifference. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is exactly how I thought she would turn out. You know what I mean? Like, she is a product of her own environment. Like, if you were on a dance competition show that young and you had to have that attitude, like, of course you're going to come out this way. But so JoJo Siwa is now in her rebrand era. She wants to be a little bit more like Bad Bitch Express. And so she decided to cosplay as Kiss. Like, this is her new thing. And my deal is that, like, the thing that perked up my ears to this was she said she was inspired by the Miley Cyrus Bangers era. Now, if you know me, you know that the Miley Cyrus Bangers album is, in my opinion, one of, if not the best albums ever created. Like, Miley Cyrus Bangers is one of the best albums in existence, and it gets slept on. So when JoJo Siwa referenced that she was in her Bangers era, I was like, oh, I'm fucking strapped in. And then the song, I was like, oh, I'm like, she is quite angry with her exes. You know, she says karma's a bitch and I wish I knew better. And it's like, oh, if I had a wish, you know, you'd never be around. Like, I don't think I know all the words to the song, but it was giving, if Taylor Swift had a Bangers era, like, just because she says karma, you know, I'm like, oh, karma is a cat, but karma's a bitch. And also your ex-girlfriend. Like, it's just, karma's getting very confusing these days. And, I don't know, you guys, I don't want to speak illy of her because she's so young. Like, she's such a nugget, but I do feel like, what in the world must it be like to actually date JoJo Siwa? And I just feel like, you know, her having a car with a bunch of pictures of herself was like, you know, it was funny. It was like, okay, she's young, she just got money. But now she's walking around, you know, with her Kiss makeup and a picture of herself on her t-shirt. And I'm just so confused. And I did see that she's going to be on Call Her Daddy. And it looks like Alex Cooper kind of like annihilates her a little bit. I'm like kind of worried. Like, it's one of these things where, like, sometimes with celebrities, I just feel too bad to even talk shit. But I felt like we had to talk about it just because my deal is if you are going to say you're in your Miley Cyrus Bangers album, you better fucking bust out Wrecking Ball. You better bust out, you know, oh my God, I'm trying to remember the name of my absolute favorite song from there. I mean, FU is good. FU is really good. And I do feel like that is kind of giving karma's a bitch. But Someone Else is an absolute masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. So I don't really know what's going on with JoJo Siwa. But if I were one of her exes, I would be happy to be an ex. Like, I think this is not someone you want to date right now. And I think she's going to, what I'm hoping for her is that she goes into this, like, bad girl era, you know, and then and then she just mellows out and then she's just like herself and she's happy, you know? So I think I will tune into the Alex Cooper interview because I feel like I just must know more. By the way, speaking of Alex Cooper, like, this is not one of the stories, but I feel like it must be talked about. Alex Cooper is someone that, like, I just heard there was drama about the podcast, so I didn't really like pay attention to it. But I, over the years, have like come to just absolutely respect the shit out of her. I feel like, you know, she's somebody who actually worked really hard to get her podcast. And so I have nothing but respect. And I read, so she did weddings for, by Kim's, by Skims, Kim's. She did a Skims campaign for wedding, for bridal, right? And there's so many people online being like, so is, how much are we gonna have Alex Cooper like exploit her wedding for, you know, for clout and for money? Listen, the way I will say this as often as possible, I have constantly thought that if I get engaged, I have to get back into radio because I want to exploit the hell out of it and get as much shit as I can get for free. Like, I have been planning the bag in my head for so long. Like, when I started weddings, I was like, oh, good. Hopefully weddings will take off by the time I get engaged and then I can have sponsors like hook it up, like, you know, because there's no better way. Honestly, like, I really enjoyed, there was a girl from Sonoma County and she was on radio and she did a bunch of like endorsements and stuff for her wedding. And I loved it. I love seeing that. And also any brand that is smart enough to do that, like, I'm buying your products, okay? Like, I'm into it. So I just thought it was really interesting that she, you know, she was getting any, like, slight amount of hate for it because she did not deserve it. Like, go get your bag, sis. Anyways, okay, so on to the next story. It's Noah Cyrus. So Noah Cyrus, sister of Miley Cyrus. Who knew this was a Miley Cyrus episode? Whoopsie. But, you know, when you love, you love. Okay, so Noah Cyrus liked one of Liam Hemsworth's, like, gym thirst trap selfies. And I'm not sure if the story here is Noah liking the picture or the fact that this grown-ass man is still doing thirst trap selfies for the gym. Like, ew. But I digress. So, I mean, I guess most importantly is the Noah Cyrus. If you don't know, let me break it down for you. So, Miley Cyrus was engaged to Liam Hemsworth. They had a very interesting relationship. You know, I shipped it back in the day, but I also used to ship Joe and Taylor. So what do I know, you know? And, you know, Flowers is about him, Wrecking Ball's about him, allegedly, you know, like this was, you know, they were married. Like this was kind of a big deal. But have you guys heard, because I wasn't on the podcast during this time. And so I worry that when I don't do the podcast, like you all don't know what's going on in the world. You know, I feel like I feed you the celebrity gossip. So, you know, I don't know if you're aware of like all the drama going on with the Cyrus family, because it's kind of fucking nuts. So let me break it down for you in case you don't know. Okay, so Miley and Noah's mom got married to the guy from like Prison Break, as you might know him, but I know him from The Flash or Arrow or whatever, the CW, you know, universe. And anyway, so he married Miley Cyrus's mom. I can't remember her name. And so only half the kids were at the wedding. And this was kind of scandalous. And honestly, like we all thought it was because I thought it was because of like the Billy Ray Cyrus of it all. Like there's a divide in the family. And I was like, okay, everybody pick sides. Like this is what happened. Well, it came out as of recent that Noah Cyrus actually was dating the guy that her mom married first. And by the way, like they're this, like the guy that the mom married and her and like the mom are the same age. So like they're older and Noah Cyrus is like a nugget. Like, I mean, she's got to be like what, 23? And I'm like maybe older, I don't know, but like they dated and then her mom married him. Like this story is so wild that like I have a hard time feeling like it's true. However, there have been many moments where they could have like dispelled this rumor and they haven't. And I understand that some people are like, you know, I'm not going to give life to this dumbass rumor, but at the same time. So then I'm like, is Noah out here being like, okay, well, nobody's off limits, so I'm going to go for Liam? I don't know. And it makes me so sad because like Miley Cyrus wrote a song about her sister. Like she talks about it in her little like, you know, documentary about the like Flowers album, you know, and she was like crying and like she really loves her sister. And she's tried so hard to give Noah like all these opportunities. I don't know, like I've heard my own personal stories, not that I like have people in the inn in LA, but like I've heard things that I'm like not, you know, I'm not gonna like advocate for Noah Cyrus, but I just I find this really fucking strange. Like something like a wrecking ball is happening in the Cyrus family and I'm just waiting for the E! True Hollywood story. Like let's bring that shit back. I need to know what's happening. But I don't know, it's shady. No matter like how mad I was at my sibling, I would not go like their ex's pictures. Like there's a reason. And Flowers was like such an empowering song, but it's also like sad. Like she obviously wasn't treated well. Like I don't get it. And also just for like Liam of it all, like leave him out of it. You know what I mean? He's probably like, okay, I'm done with the Cyrus family. Like I was married to Miley. I have my own. Like there's two sides to every story. So like I'm not going to sit here and act like Liam doesn't have a side as well. And so it's just like, I don't know, like leave everybody out of it. Like leave everyone alone. That's just my thing, you know? But it's juicy. It's juicy, that's for sure. So I will keep an eye on the Cyrus family on behalf of all of us and I'll keep you updated on what I find out. You know, I'll call Miley later and she'll tell me. Okay, so my last story, it just cracks me up like so much. I live, laugh, love this. But Calvin Harris's wife reveals that she listens to Taylor Swift. And I love that this was like a story. Like I'm so obsessed. But okay, so if you don't know, like Taylor Swift dated Calvin Harris and their breakup was like a little bit more juicy than the rest. Like, she was, like, not afraid to kind of, like, throw shade on his name. Like, not out loud. Like, she never, like, sat in an interview and was like, fuck Calvin Harris. But I just remember that something came up where, you know, she had mentioned, like, she wrote, This is What You Came For, the song that Calvin Harris did with Rihanna. And he, like, won an award for that. And there was, like, kind of shade, like, okay, well, you didn't think Taylor. And, you know, he, like, addressed it. It was, like, she told me not to. But it's, like, whatever. And then this was at the time. Like, Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift were dating during, like, the feud with Katy Perry. And he, like, did a song with her. And we were all, like, scandal. But, like, it's my favorite ex because, like, Taylor doesn't seem to give a flying fuckaroony about him. And she's always, like... Like, you know, people are like, there's no songs about Calvin. Like, she could not care less. And we love that. And honestly, it was hard because, like, they looked so good together. I will say this. They looked good together until I saw her with Travis, you know. But in our pre-Travis era, what we could have, like, never anticipated to be the Travis and Taylor of it all. Like, her and Calvin Harris, I thought, looked the best together. And I was, like, so bummed about this. But now it's, like, you know, whatever. Obviously, like, years have passed. But she said it on her podcast, as soon as my husband goes away, and this is Vicky, who is Calvin Harris's wife, she said, as soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift. It's just, like, when I get my little fill. Just a little fill. And I love that. Like, it's giving Sophie, like, married to Joe Jonas, but was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm a Swiftie first and foremost. Like, and we love that. We love the girlies. Like, first and foremost, I'm a Swiftie. I don't care about, like, my husband. Like, these people were both married. Like, Sophie Turner was full blown married to Joe Jonas. It was like, yes. And, like, say that shit with your chest. It was just so incredible. I love it so much. Just the story made me literally laugh out loud. Also, I have to say that, like, speaking of Taylor and Travis, who was I watching that said this? And it was so cool. It was on TikTok, but it was somebody, like, you know, I want to say it was like Hoda or something. And she was talking about how I don't think it was Hoda, you guys. So I don't want to give her, like, the street cred and then get in trouble. But let's just say there was a woman on the internet and she had said, and she's, like, from a talk show. That's why I'm thinking of it. Like, I'm like, was it Gail? Was it Oprah? I don't know. But anyways, they were saying that, you know, we've never seen this kind of support for a pop star before from their partner, like, you know, and they were saying that they know Cher. So I'm like, okay, who was this? Like, but anyways, it's something I should have written down, but I didn't. But they were talking about how, you know, Travis, like, so openly supports Taylor. And we've never really seen that from one of our pop queens. Like, to me, the closest that we got was Mac Miller with Ariana Grande, because, like, you know, he was very supportive and showed that. But like Travis Kelce is, like, this big time football player who's literally, like, screaming at the top of his lungs, like, Taylor is what's up, she's the shit, and I am lucky to be in her presence. And, like, this, I will never stop talking about them. I absolutely will not. And that does transition me into sports. I absolutely fucking gave up on basketball so hard. I lost in my bracket. I don't even know. Like, I think I was at the bottom of both. Like, I truly have no idea. I didn't even open the app. I deleted it from my phone. Not out of anger, but because I was running out of storage, which I already did. And I did not do well. But I think that this is what, it takes me, like, a little bit, you know? Like, I feel like I eased into, you know, I was, like, getting really, really into football. And then I joined fantasy and then I became obsessed. And I kind of did it the opposite way where, like, I didn't ease into basketball. I was, like, very much not a basketball girly. And then I was like, I'm going to do March Madness. So I think, like, next year, you know, like, I'll ease into it a little bit more. I do think I want to play again if, like, either leagues will let me. You know, I mean, it's no harm in being, you know, a loser. It's like, I just make the pool bigger and then, you know, they don't have to give me any money. But I think I'm going to be better next time. And I want to play in the women's because how fun is that? Like, I truly don't even know who won. Like, I know nothing because I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed that I tried so hard to watch basketball and the times were too annoying. So I didn't. But I did watch, I jumped on a new Netflix series. I know I don't have to tell you guys this, you hear me talk about it all the time, but I love the Netflix sports documentaries. Like, they just do them so well. And I watched 100 Days Till Indy, which was about the Indy 500, and it was juicy. I don't feel like this one was done as well as some of the other ones. Like, I don't know. I felt like I needed a little bit more from them, but it was still really interesting to watch. And also what I liked about it was, like, there was literally a different winner, like, every race. And that was kind of crazy to me, but I feel like I needed more time to get to know, like, the characters, you know? And what I also didn't like was that there was a driver. There's a driver that races for IndyCar now that used to be on Drive to Survive Formula One. And I felt like there should have been like a fun moment where Netflix is like still around with them. And like, I wanted them to tell that story. Like, I wanted them to talk about how he went, and he was doing really well. Like, he was, for the first two races that I saw, he would have finished second, but he crashed his car. Shit happens. And then he, I think he got on the pole. I think he like got second place. And, you know, I just feel like he was doing really well. And I wanted to hear more about how his transition from Formula One. Maybe they'll give him his own documentary. I would appreciate that. But anyways, it was juicy. And, you know, I enjoyed it. And I do feel like, listen, the problem with me is when I watch these things, I'm like, I must go to at least one of these events. Like, I'm dying to go to Formula One in Vegas. I'm dying to go to the Waste Management Open for golf. And now I'm dying to, like, just go to one of these IndyCar races. Like, I just feel like it's such a vibe. It kind of reminds me of the time I went to Monster Trucks and I tried to, like, dress the part. And I was wearing, like, these denim shorts and, like, you know, a tank top. And I was, like, holding a beer, like, a vibe. So, I don't know. We'll bring that back. Also, this weekend, I'm going to my first Bay FC football game, as in soccer. I just feel like Bay FC soccer doesn't sound as good as Bay FC football. But I don't know. My dad's sick right now, so everybody sent him, like, the positive health vibes. He's been coughing and, you know, not feeling good. And I was like, we have tickets to the game this weekend. So fingers crossed that we're able to go, and I'm very excited. So, yeah, I'm not as much sports news today for my sports girlies. It's a struggle, but I would like to get into the I'm sorry what moment of the week. A little bit shorter of a podcast this morning because my literal days went thrown off by the fact that I didn't wake up at 5. So you guys, I can't stop thinking about Ariana. I know that like Vanderpump Rules could easily be a story, but I feel like it has to be the I'm sorry what moment, because I am truly flabbergasted that people are like even hating on Ariana. Like, Ariana got cheated on, okay? And she got cheated on by somebody that she was with for so long and absolutely ride or died. When all of us were sitting here like, Tom Sandoval's the absolute worst, she was like, I am in love with this man. Like, she gave up her own book deal to like do a book deal with him. And I understand, okay, that she is getting all of these material things. But I find it so funny that we as a society constantly talk about how money doesn't buy you happiness. And then everybody's like, well, why isn't Ariana happy? She's got all these like endorsements and shit. And I'm like, that does not change the fact that she got absolutely betrayed. I'm sorry, what? Like, I'm going through a breakup right now that I literally, nothing bad happened to me. Like, you know, I was treated very well. I wasn't cheated on, you know, like I'm, you know, for all intents and purposes, like, you know, it was a good breakup, I guess, you know, and I'm heartbroken and devastated. And if somebody handed me, you know, $1 million contract or whatever with Duracell battery, like I would be excited, but I don't know that it would like fucking cure my shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. And here's my deal. I feel like Lala, I have to put respect on Lala's name because I think to her, this is my assumption. And once again, I'm not watching the show. I'm just watching clips and catching vibes. And I think that Lala, you know, she lived herself a certain lifestyle with Rand. Like she was like, or he who should not be named because fuck him. But with her ex-husband, she lived a certain kind of life. And I think she liked to upkeep that lifestyle, not just for her, but for Ocean and her new baby. And I just feel like she recognizes that the way for her to do that is for Vanderpump Rules to be successful. So I think the only reason that she's like really trying to get Sandoval like involved is because she wants the show to survive because she's looking out for her bag. And that I can understand. I think it's annoying, but I'm like, okay, can we put her on a different show then? Like, Lala is reality TV. I think that she should be. And like, I mean, I hope her podcast is doing well and everything, but like, I just worry about her that she is trying so hard to save the show that she's isolating a friend and then, you know, in turn going to isolate herself, because I do think that people still stan Ariana. Sheena just needs therapy. That's it. Like, I'm sorry, what? Sheena has people-pleasing tendencies really bad. And the reason I don't feel bad for her that much is I'm like, you have money, you have access. Like, go to a therapist and work on that and, like, get better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. That's just, it is what it is. She said what she said. And I know that it's a long journey, but I'd like to just see her try. So I don't know. I don't really have that much hate for Sheena. I'm annoyed overall. Like, I just can't. I'm sorry. What? When you look at the timeline of this, like, I don't actually know it, but I feel like we're not that far from when the scandal happened. And we're just like, okay, Ariana, get over it. What? I'm sorry, what? Like, she literally got cheated on in front of the entire world. And, like, ouch. You know, like, she got support and everything. But, like, I have an amazing support group, but I'm still sad. Like, hello? And I just hate that everybody's like, oh, and Katie's just making her miserable too. No. Katie is literally just out here supporting her. That's it. Period. Period. Because she also got hurt. And in the year that Katie was going through a divorce, and just because Katie didn't get cheated on, like, she, and yes, she's the one who ended her marriage with Tom, but like, that was because, to me, it's giving, it was me with Jimmy, you know, I was like, this relationship isn't right. And it was so painful to end it. Like, it was that hurt. And so Katie's in this like recovery too. And like, they're just trying to heal together. And like, that's it. That's it. Like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I'm not getting the hate. I don't understand. And I do know that I don't watch the show. So I understand that, but and I get the whole like, okay, Ariana should just move out of the house and all this stuff. But the thing about Lala is it's hard because I don't think Lala can compare herself to Ariana, because I actually think that Lala has done so much work on herself and she's a mom. So I feel like she just thinks a little bit, you know, not more maturely, but I think she's like just a little bit more healed in that area than Ariana is. And it's not fair to like push healing on somebody. Like, you can support them through the process, but you just like, you can't force yourself on them. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just keep seeing these things on TikTok and I'm like, wait, this poor girl, like, just be supportive. Just be supportive and like, leave her alone. And I just really, my hope is that Ariana doesn't return to Vanderpump Rules. Like, that is this, I know that I was talking to Betsy George about this like the other day, and it makes sense. Like, you know, it shouldn't be one of those things where Tom Sandoval gets to come back and she doesn't, but I just think she's like too good for it now. And like, go get your bag other places. And like, you just don't need Vanderpump Rules. Like, you're good, but we'll see what happens. But anyways, like, leave our girl alone. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week. I love you all so much. I'm excited to be back next week with some more juicy, juicy gossip and an update on how pickleball goes tonight. Thank you for being so supportive. You can please subscribe and download this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And so we can keep doing the thing together. Love you and have the best day ever. Okay, bye.